Gemma, people often ask when they face, in the face of danger and fear, what should they do? Well, there are three things which one can do and a fourth one. One thing we must know, that it is not given to man to predict the future. This is plain speak. But our thoughts, our feelings go into molding the future one way or the other. So anyway, since this machine is going to run, because though we know we cannot predict the future, still we keep predicting the future. And sometimes in strange ways. People often ask me, tell me, aapka weight kam ho gaya hai. Often they tell me. I said, yes, for the last 20 years I'm hearing this. And they say it not with a good thing. I mean, one is a good thing. Okay, weight kam ho gaya, it's nice. It's like, undercurrent is, are you okay? Is there an illness? I said, yeah, last 20 years I'm hearing it. So we keep predicting. How do we know what's going to happen next moment? So one thing we must understand, we cannot know the future. But with our thoughts and feelings, we can shape the future. First is to grow aware of this fact that our thoughts, our feelings are like formations that draw a future. Fear attracts what is being feared. This knowledge should be enough to at least prevent using these formations about future that constantly our mind mechanically does. So the next question is, what if the mind out of habit does it? Yes. So you can do one of the two things. One is keep connecting that formation to the divine by offering it to the mother's feet. Mother, this is how my mind machine is running. You take charge of it. Do it as much as till finally it dissolves. And there is one of the ways that I have myself used sometimes long back. If sometimes suddenly such a thing comes, imagine that mother's light is coming and dissolving it, literally dissolving it. So there are ways by which we can counter this formation if it comes. So this one of the ways. Second is to be reasonable. So being reasonable is that, well, in this example, there is an illness. So someone would say that, well, you have 80% chances that you are not going to recover. So the optimist will say, oh, 20% I can recover. Fine. I'll put all my eggs in that basket. Whether you recover or not recover is a different thing. But you have put yourself on that little sliver of hope. So reasonable people reason out. Also they reason out, why am I really afraid? Is it something to be so afraid? We see during Corona, well, you could reason out that yes, people are dying, but possibly we need to understand it's a virus and my body immune system can fight. It is equipped. Why have I paralyzed my system out of fear? See, fear paralyzes us. Fear paralyzes us at many levels. So second is being reasonable. Third is face the fear. But this, not all are equipped to do it. But those with a strong will, who are courageous, who have the instinct of a warrior, face the fear and say, we'll see what happens. That is a wonderful way. It helps you to grow. And the fourth way is simply to take refuge in the divine through an act of faith. I belong to you. I see all these possibilities which are coming, but you are my supreme hope, my sole refuge. Sometimes it's good during such periods to maybe write to the mother in a little diary, write your fears. And you'll see how they dissolve, how she will give it a different turn. And with passage of time, you will see something very beautiful emerging out of your fears. Because she is the master of her destiny. If we sincerely offer our destiny at her feet. And I've seen this writing method, it's so wonderful. And it makes you very conscious also. Once I remember writing 35 or 30 pages letter to mother, going through a difficult phase and even some tears here and there. So literally on the paper, then I sent to mother. I'll literally send it. So there used to be letters to the mother. I think even now people can write. Earlier they used to literally was written here. Probably people were putting too many parchis. So we have here also, parchi system. So what parchi system is different. Not like you go in a meeting and pick up a parchi. But you can write a letter to the mother. So what happens when you write a letter? You come in active contact with the consciousness. It's not just inwardly but physically. So what happened was, not only the problem that was besieging me outwardly that disappeared, but I realized that my whole perception was wrong. That was something very interesting. That I was perceiving everything in a wrong way. I had placed myself in the position of a good guy, and everybody else was sort of, you know, it was they who didn't understand me. But I realized not really like that. There are so many things. There, here, and then it was a lesson that it doesn't matter what people are, but it's important to look inside and see within yourself where are the dark spots. She makes you conscious. She removes the problem, makes you conscious. So this is a very concrete way when we are faced with danger and fear. And this is very much part of even yogic sadhana. The mother was asked, she said, yes, you can ask for everything. Because after all, whom else will we ask? People ask often, we have to ask the divine only for high spiritual things. Well, everything is part of the journey. And if we won't ask from the divine to remove all fear from bhay bhanjan, whom will we ask? Another method, which is very, very simple, very beautiful, is if we have a mantra. Mantra is our hotline. Like writing a letter to the mother is bringing our outer consciousness concretely in contact with her. Similarly, a mantra is like our personal hotline. And it should be our mantra, preferably. By our mantra is meant not a standard mantra given by to everybody, but a mantra that has sprung up from within and which gives us the feeling of contact with the divine. For instance, it could be a line from Savitri. All can be done if the God touch is there. Or it could be one of the universal mantras. Oh, some people feel connected with the divine. Or it could very simply be Ma. Or it could be suddenly one of the standard mantras which Mother and Sri Aurobindo have given, or somebody else which springs from within. And for this reason, because it's your hotline, keep the number, keep the mantra short. It helps. Very simply, like we have rapid dialing on phone, no? So we have, instead of dialing the long number, we have Bhaiyaji, number one, Didi, number two. You know, we have that system. So the mantra, for a distress mantra, it is always good to have a short mantra. Ma, 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 ma. Now if you say Pura, of course, that's a very powerful mantra. Om Anandamayi, Chaitanyamayi, Satyamayi Parame. But if you simply say Ma, 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 it should spring from the heart. Heart has that dynamic pulsation, pushes. It should not be like in the mind. So to call the mother in the face of danger, difficulty, fear, no force can stay. Mother says the adverse forces run far away. We may not understand the power of the mantra, but these forces understand. So many experiences. We all have, I'm sure. I have had, others would have had, the power of the mantra. If we don't have even that, cling to something, clutch at something which for us is a reminder or represents the divine. I have seen someone when, you know, a train bogie was in fire. Everybody was to get down, and this person, very elderly, he just clutched at the blessing packet. I'm not going to get down. She's there. And he clutched, literally clutched. All these are ways by which we activate, and nothing happened, of course. We activate the presence of the divine. What we do is just the reverse. Oh my God, what is going to happen? What is going to happen? Will the divine really come? Will he? Won't he? Then it doesn't work. And that's why to do these things, it's best to practice the yoga when we are, otherwise everything is fine. That's why a famous saint has said, सुख में दुख में सुमिरन सब करे, सुख में करे ना कोई। जो सुख में सिमरन करे दुख काहे को होए। सो बिकॉज वी वेट फॉर दी सॉरो टू रिमेंबर गॉड, सडनली वी रिमेंबर वन डे देयर इज समथिंग लाइक गॉड, ओ लेट मी ट्राई, यस ही विल इंटरवीन, दैट्स हिज जॉब डिस्क्रिप्शन इफ यू लाइक। बट इफ यू मेक फ्रेंड्स विद द डिवाइन, इफ यू रिमेंबर व्हेन एवरीथिंग इज फाइन, if we live life in a state of gratitude, then perhaps many things will just pass by our side, maybe brush us a little bit because something may be open, but they will never have the capacity to damage us or to penetrate deep inside us. So to live life in remembrance of the divine is the best way, not only to face difficulties and dangers, but possibly to always stay away from them. There is no other way. Otherwise, fear, danger, forces will find us wherever we are, like the King Parikshit. But those who depend on the name of the Divine, very powerful line in Savitri, that when we go through a dark and difficult passage, through hell, what does the line say? A prayer upon his lips and the great name. For winding through hell turns the heavenward path. So in the end, when people say, life is hell, world is hell, so I tell them that yes, but there is also the divine name. There is also God's presence. Not that life is hell, we can talk about it later, but there is also the divine presence and the divine name. Maha.